Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We are deep into Show Wants to Know with JKJ. You guys write in with some of your dilemmas and issues going on in your life. You ask us for advice. What we do is we read it on the air and let our listeners sound off regarding your problems. Brooklyn said she's been at this engineering company for about 10 years. Career is solid, but just found out that her ex-fiance is going to be starting up at the company. She actually left him. She broke off the engagement. She says he's still heartbroken, probably still thinks about her from time to time. She says to make things more complicated, it's a small company, so they're going to be seeing each other all the time. And now her current boyfriend is not happy about this. He's anxious. He's uncomfortable. Made a few comments about the situation already. He wants her to quit. Maybe find another job, figure something out, because he does not like this situation at all. But she's like, I've been at this company for 10 years. It's my career. What should I do? If you guys want to sound off, 303-691-1649 for Show Wants to Know. I will say a couple messages were coming in that made me laugh. They all had the same thought, because in this message, she said that she saw some paperwork on a printer from HR and found out that the ex was still single. A lot of people writing in, why is HR leaving paperwork on the printer?
I know, right?
This company's got bigger problems.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point.
I know, right? All right, let's hop in and talk to Sadie. Hi, Sadie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what do you think about Brooklyn's situation? It's kind of juicy.
Okay, so I personally can't imagine working with an ex. However, I feel like the boyfriend has some insecurities that he needs to work on, right? He should trust his partner, Brooklyn, to keep things professional at work. And she's happy with her job. And to ask her to quit something that she has loved for the past 10 years feels a little, it just doesn't sit right with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that there's a disconnection of trust between them. And again, the situation is very uncomfortable for Brooklyn, but sometimes we just have to do things that make us uncomfortable in life. And I feel like it's unfair of her boyfriend to ask her to leave her job that she's so comfortable with because of this situation.
I agree with you, definitely. You got to try to be secure. But then on the other hand, it's like she left this guy. They were engaged. So this guy was heartbroken. And to see her again, you've got to imagine he's going to be trying to make some moves, trying to win her back somehow. And that would make me uncomfortable. And, you know, in this message, she's like, I bet he still thinks about me. He's still alone.
Yeah.
You know, so she's kind of liking this, I think.
Well, I guess we can only hope that he doesn't try to get back with her. I think she needs to set firm boundaries as soon as they do see each other and say, hey, like, I'm in a relationship. And just set those boundaries right off the bat, because mm-hmm. then it shouldn't be an issue. You
Look,
know?
Brad, I left you for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to get up on me, all right, Brad?
That's it, though. You Knock have to off. Be like that.
Don't even look at me, Brad. Sadie, you make some valid points. I appreciate your call today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
See you later.
Thanks.
For some
Sadie.
Reason, everybody's like calling in and hanging up, calling in and hanging up. Stop that. Stop that. I You're doing it again. Stop it.
Sadie made such good points.
I don't know if we're like on right now on like a school bus or something, but it's a bunch of little children that are calling and going, oh, no, okay. I don't want to comment.
Stop it.
Well,
stop it.
If you're a legit caller and want to call in for Show Wants to Know, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Brooklyn's looking for some advice. Hi, Anna Banana.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. So what are your thoughts about Brooklyn?
You know, I think her fears here are legitimate. However, I feel that, you know, this is her career. This is her job, and she loves it. And I think she needs to set some rules with Brad or whatever his name is first immediately and just say, hey, Brad, you know, I hope you're comfortable with this. And, you know, we both moved on and blah, blah, blah. And then she needs to stick it out with her job because, you know what, that is her love. And, you know, her boyfriend is a little insecure, but you know what, not bad. I think most of us would be a little leery of this. However, she needs to let him know, too, that, hey, no way, I'm with you and that's it.
Yeah.
I think it's easier said than done, obviously.
Right.
Again, I'm still trying to put myself in the boyfriend's shoes. with this, knowing that she is going to work every day with an ex-fiance who still probably has the hots for her. Like, you know, Anna, every day it's going to be like, how was work? What went on?
Yeah,
what's going
on?
And you can only put up with that for so long, even if he is secure.
But still, like, now keep yourself in his shoes and think about how if Brooklyn then has to find a new job that she hates, and she did that because she wanted you to feel better about the situation, and now you feel like a jerk because she had to switch jobs because you didn't feel secure.
And now she's got a longer commute and not as good benefits.
Yeah.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah.
It sucks to be so wanted, doesn't it? Poor Brooklyn. She's probably secretly loving this. Oh, I have two guys
all the attention.
Still want me. This is the worst ever. And I'm an engineer. Oh, this is the worst
know.
Ever.
How will I make it through?
Oh, my six-figure income is the worst. Anna, you are a delight. You can call whenever you want. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye, Anna.
All right, we got some more. Holly, Ashley, Cassidy. Let's see what you all have to say. Cassidy is a guy. Hi, Cassidy.
Hi.
Morning.
Hi, good morning. Let's get a guy's point of view. How would you feel about this, Cassidy?
I'll just jump to the chase on it. I personally think Brooke shouldn't have to quit her job.
Okay.
Clearly, if she's been there for 10 years, like, she's invested, she's, I'm assuming, seen as valued as well. You know, because you don't just keep a job for 10 years, you know, unless you're the company you're working for sees you as a valuable employee who, you know, does their job correctly, mm-hmm. you know, especially as an engineer. So I personally think that really cut and dry for me is that I think she should go to HR, explain the situation to them, as well as maybe her boss. But I mean, HR will obviously communicate with her boss, you know, regardless, you know, if she reports it to them of what is going on and, you know, the situation, because obviously, you know, they're going to want to know, because they're not going to want to have, you know, who knows like what this guy is like or whether or not. They don't want to have a sexual harassment type of situation, which who knows if it would go that far.
Right, but obviously it could turn bad in multiple ways.
Thing.
Yeah, it could turn bad on multiple
levels.
So
that's really my opinion on it. And she should tell her boyfriend what her plan is. And I think the fact that she was transparent with him, that this is a new development at work, means that he should trust her a bit more.
Yeah.
Because it seems ridiculous that he's just telling her to up and quit, to be honest, when she's clearly invested in her job.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, buddy, though, after 10 years, she's probably got some awesome recommendations and she could probably bounce and be okay. And I will tell you that my wife is in the engineering industry,
true.
Which is a heavily male-dominated industry. So being a female with 10 years of experience, great recommendations, she probably easily could slide into another engineering firm.
Another job.
Just
going to
throw
like,
that
though?
Out there, though. Or
she might like it
or
better.
Or glass half full, she could like it better.
Yeah, but
yeah,
the devil you know,
jeez,
right? The devil you know. I'm just saying.
I don't want anything with the
for
devil.
Sure.
No.
Cassidy, we appreciate you sounding off, especially a guy's point of view. You have a great Thursday, my man.
You as well. Thank
See you
later. For having me on.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, who's been holding the longest? We got Holly. Hi, Holly Jolly.
Hey, how's it going?
Super dupes. Thank you for calling for Show Wants to Know. Did you hear about Brooklyn's dilemma?
I did, and I see both sides of it. I put myself in both shoes, and from the boyfriend's point of view, I could see where he stands. And if that were me, obviously, I would be nervous too. But then in the same point, I think as far as Brooklyn goes, you know, she just needs to trust herself and make everything known. When she goes in, maybe talk to HR. I agree with the last person that said that. But who knows? She might not be working directly next to him. She doesn't know that yet.
Here's my thing. I don't feel like from her message that she is fully in that she doesn't want to see this guy or work with this guy. I feel like she's going to kind of like seeing him. She made, you know, notes here on about she just took a peek at his HR paperwork. He's still alone.
There was no peek at the HR paperwork. Right. She looked. Read it.
Exactly.
And how about this other line? My guess is that when he sees me, he'll still have feelings for me.
I know. Like, I
kind of feel like she doesn't want to avoid this guy a little bit.
Yeah, she wants to see
him. For still her to say all that already, it's already a reason to make the boyfriend feel uncomfortable.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. So now I feel like no wonder this guy's kind of like, huh. You know, and she left this fiance, and who's to say she's not working there and goes to HR and does all this, and in 6 months she's like, maybe I made a mistake. You know, she starts having feelings again for this guy. So I'm still on the boyfriend's side with this. It's very uncomfortable
for him. Yeah, I agree. And if she was at the job for maybe a small amount of time, that's a different story, but 10 years is a long time. But even still, 10 years, maybe it's time to move on.
Might be. Holly, thank you for your call. You're very wise.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye, Holly.
And there's article after article out there, which is kind of off the topic, but they say that you should be switching jobs every 5 to 10 years or so you advance your pay. You're just not getting that minimum bump every year at the same career for 40 years. You can actually switch jobs and get, like, massive pay raises, you know?
In some industries.
Yeah. In engineering?
Yeah, I mean, engineering.
Depends on what it is.
Why not?
Ashley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
KJ.
Hey. Hi. Hi, A-S-H-L-E-Y. So what are your thoughts for Show Wants to Know?
I'm a little suspicious of Brooklyn herself. I do not think there were any HR paperwork. I bet she is still, like, Facebook stalking him.
Oh, right. She's stalking
I thought the same
him.
Thing.
A sitcom. Oh, I just happened to find this paperwork on the printer. Please.
Please.
That did not happen.
Yeah, and how did she really know that this guy was starting? Maybe she saw him in an interview, or I'm trying to figure out how she figured out. Because he hasn't actually started. How does she know that he's going to be working there?
Yeah, maybe. It sounds like she's keeping tabs on him. Yeah.
She's on his LinkedIn for sure.
You make a really good point, Ashley. I didn't even think of that.
That's smart.
So what do you think about Brooklyn then? Do you think she's maybe thinking about getting back with this ex, or should she, you know, be happy with her current boyfriend?
I think she's just kind of a little presumptuous. Like, this guy, her ex-fiance, has probably moved on. Just because he isn't married doesn't mean he hasn't moved on. And I don't know. I think she might just be kind of inventing things in her mind, too, which would be kind of a red flag for the boyfriend, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to know how much she's talking about it, like, every day. Oh, my God, my ex is starting. Oh, I'm still thinking about my ex starting. What should I do? My ex.
Well, she wrote us, like, you know.
Right.
Clearly, her mind is on it a lot.
A lot.
It's a good point, actually.
Ashley, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You as well. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, another guy's opinion. What do you want to say for Brooklyn?
Just hearing the last two conversations here, it kind of made some good points. One, Brooklyn, she is a little fishy, just off of knowing that dude, that he's going to be working with her again and then finding that quote-unquote HR paperwork. And even then, there's her saying, like, oh, I think he's still in love with me. Like, automatically, she's thinking of him already. Like, she still can't get over him. So the boyfriend does have a little, how would I say it? Like, he's right on having some type of concern as well.
I agree.
But also, at the end of the day, like, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you are to be loyal, you know, another person's actions will always be based on whatever they want to do. So ultimately, if they do decide to, you know, go down their path and cheat, you know, that's on them, not really on the boyfriend, because you can't really control anything at that point.
Yeah, but he's just trying to avoid that situation altogether, you know. But who's to say, Brooklyn wouldn't start a new job at a new engineering firm and find a super hot dude there and, you know, run off with him? You don't know. You just never know. You never know.
Exactly.
It's the devil you know, right, Katie?
It's the devil you know, Jer.
100%.
100%.
We don't know, but we definitely know the devil.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Anthony, thank you for the call, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah, no worries. Have a good one, guys.
Later, dude.
Bye.
All right, we'll do four more. Tammy, Jen, Julie, and Annika, who's been holding the longest. Hi, Annika.
Hi, guys.
Hi, good morning. I love Show Wants to Know. I just love diving into people's lives. I really do. So what do you think about Brooklyn's situation? What do you want to tell her?
Well, first of all, when you first were bringing it up, I totally thought it sounded like the plot of some kind of rom-com.
Yeah,
it really does. It almost sounds like a Hallmark movie. It's like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
I'm like, okay, I know the end of this one.
Don't you feel like it's set at Christmas and there'll be mistletoe in the office and they find themselves in the copy room under the mistletoe.
She came from the big city.
And they kiss. This is how this is going to end.
Yep.
Spot on. All right, go ahead.
I think my thing is I can see from both sides, but did she mention like how long it's been since she was engaged to this guy?
It doesn't. She was with this guy for 4 years, I believe, and then the current boyfriend 2 years. So I don't know the time in between.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, I just think it's kind of weird. Like, if she's not keeping tabs on him, I think it's kind of like narcissistic of her to be, oh my gosh, he's still thinking of me. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like the last caller said, you don't know if he's moved on unless she has been kind of keeping tabs on whatever he's doing. But I just feel like open communication is like the biggest thing. I do think it's good that she told her boyfriend about it and didn't like hide that from him. And I think having a conversation with HR is probably a good idea to just say like, hey, this is what's going on. But it also doesn't really sound like she is bothered by the drama. Like, it kind of seems like she wants the drama.
She likes
it. I agree. She's loving the attention. And now we're talking about her on the radio and I feel dirty.
Like, I don't know. I feel like the boyfriend, some people said he feels insecure. I don't know if I really blame him, especially like if that's just how the impression we're getting from her, like what she like actually in their relationship. Yeah.
Well, and Annika, really quick, I wanted to bring up this point. Like, he might be single. If she did see his HR paperwork, he might claim himself as single. But, like, that doesn't mean you aren't in, like, a committed relationship. It just means you're not married.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So he could totally have a girlfriend at this point and be totally moved on, and she's over here in her own little world, like,
or
oh,
he's
my
still
gosh.
In love because she left him. They were engaged, and she left him.
To me, it sounds like she's saying he's hung up on her. I think she's hung up on him.
I think you're right,
Annika. You're right.
I think you're right.
Yep.
I know what my answer is to this. I'll tell you in a minute. Annika, thank you for calling. You're very sweet. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. I'm so excited to get through. I've listened to you guys for years, but it's my first time to call.
Well, we're excited you're on the air with us.
Yay!
It's very kind of you. So we got a little show wants to know going on. What's your opinion?
The one thing that really stuck out to me about her working there for 10 years, kind of like the last caller said, is I want to know how long ago she was with this person, because I can't imagine that her ex-boyfriend didn't know she worked there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
Really good.
Second. Yeah, if she's been there within a decade, he's maybe applying there on purpose.
To try to a wrench in our whole debate.
Jen, how come none of us thought about this?
Nobody. Jen.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
The
this
plot
is great.
Thickens.
All right, he's the stalker. Never mind.
So he's the stalker. Yes. He applied. He wants the job. He wants to get back with Brooklyn.
Yep. It seems to me that the ex, either he was with her when she was already working there, because 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Or even if it was after they broke up, like, you can't tell me in 10 years somebody that they used to be engaged didn't follow her enough to know that she worked there.
Oh, my gosh.
So how do we feel about this now?
Now
I don't know.
So now you really feel for the boyfriend if that's the case, because this guy's maybe trying to get Brooklyn back.
She's got to quit.
And she's got to quit because no wonder the boyfriend's wound.
I think she needs to move states. I think she needs to move
right?
now.
Right, exactly. Witness protection program.
You really
that's
did throw a monkey
step.
Wrench into this entire thing,
Jen. Yes,
what the heck?
Damn it. That was a great observation. Jen,
thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for,
well,
wow.
Crap. Okay, we'll do Tammy, we'll do Julie, and then Tammy will have the last word. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What are your thoughts?
Well, one thing, she's bringing this up before he even starts there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it could be no big deal at all. I mean, they might not run into each other. They might, you know, it could be just another person working there, you know. So why is she bringing it up and worrying and stirring the pot now, unless, you know, she's trying to think of a way to get away from the guy that she's with now.
There is that.
Wanting to break up with this guy, and he's going to use this as an excuse.
This is kind of a courtesy. Just kind of a nice heads up. Yeah. Hey, by the way, don't get too attached.
Yeah, because my old fiance is coming back in the picture, and I might go back with him.
And he still totally wants me. So
she's just looking for a reason, right?
Like, he might know that she works there, and he's like, I don't even want to see her, but it's a great job opportunity, and I'll keep my distance. So she's just looking for trouble. It seems like.
I think you're right. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what tree I'm laying yet.
I know. I've been going
back and forth so much. Julie, also great points. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Julie.
All right, Tammy, you get the last word on this.
Oh, my God. So I totally was on Jen and Julie's radar. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, it's been too long that she's been there. How does the ex not know she's there?
He's got to know.
And then I was like, yeah, I mean, that 10 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And they were only together for 4, so yes, obviously. I think we got to say, obviously, he knows that she works there.
Obviously. And I'm like, what if this is, she told him, like, oh, I'm going to say it in advance so it doesn't look like I knew anything and kind of blow smoke. But what if she was like, hey, you should apply at my job, and they've always had communication, and this is all, like, not accidental? And I feel sorry for the boyfriend. Like, my heart goes out to him. And I hope that maybe this opens his eyes, like, maybe something's up, and maybe he needs to find somebody else.
Yep.
And I hate to say it like that, but if she's saying stuff like that, there's still, like, sounds like feelings are in the mix, and if her ex is going to work, I don't know. It just seems too coincidental to me.
Yes.
Honestly, after all these calls and everything, I think you have hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
We have kind of pieced this all together, and I think that is the most legit scenario for this.
Way too coincidental.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
And I feel bad talking smack.
I don't. She wrote us.
No, about the boyfriend.
Oh, about the boyfriend.
Yeah, about being insecure, because I'm like, oh, man.
That was going to be my thing. I was like, the bottom line, the boyfriend needs to move on.
exactly.
After all this, the boyfriend needs to dump her and move on.
I know, and I hope that's not the case. I mean, it sucks when you love somebody in this, but... Yeah, hopefully this is kind of an eye-opener for him and everything works out.
And, they've only been together for 2 years, so he's just lost 2 years of love and he can move on. Jeez. It's not like they've been together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Two years is a long time,
He still has time to move on. I know, but there's still time. Tammy, you are awesome. Thank you for calling us.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. See you later.
Thanks, Tammy. Bye.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go along with the listeners and saying this isn't coincidence.
Yeah.
He knows that she works there. She's going to love the attention. And I think that maybe she's second guessing that she shouldn't have left him when they were engaged.
Yeah, because she said it was the hardest decision she's ever made.
Yep.
So.
And I feel like this is kind of just a heads up to the boyfriend that it might be coming to an end.
Yeah, I think she still wants him. I'm on that bus.
Too.
She wants him. But she broke up with him, so she can't admit it.
So the advice is keep working where you are. Don't quit, because you know you want this guy.
And get married.
But let the boyfriend down easy.
Yeah.
It's probably time to let the boyfriend down.
Exactly. Yeah. Be nice about it, too.
Be nice. Aww. Yes. Aww.
Poor guy.
Poor boyfriend. Hey, single dude, Katie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what?
You can hook up with him.
Bounce back. Come on.
Rebound.
Is he an engineer, too?
Brooklyn, send a picture of your boyfriend and his contact information to Katie at mix100.com. She might be interested.